3028 AD. Earth is attacked. Humans escape. 15 years after Earth, humans are homeless. Aliens rule. Set the course. Fight the battle and take the ride. Because after Earth ends, the adventure begins. Titan AE, get ready for the human race.
Hello and welcome to the La La Land Lounge here on the Geekcast Radio Network, brought to you by La La Land Records, where soundtracks live. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. And guess what, folks? Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, but wait, there's more. I had said at the end of last episode that I would be doing Die Hard in this episode. Well, La La Land Records has released a new expanded or whatever it is, limited edition score that includes tracks that had not been on the release that I have. So I'm waiting on that. Instead, you're going to get what I think is a true Christmas present. A few years ago, I would like to say 2014, La La Land Records was able to release the score from the 2000 animated film Titan A.E. by Don Bluth. This is the only Don Bluth movie I've seen outside of All Dogs Go to Heaven. And All Dogs Go to Heaven depresses me to all hell. Pun intended. I've heard of Secret of Nymph, but I don't think I've ever seen it. Titan A.E. I know it basically broke Fox Animation to the tune of $100 million. I don't care. I still love that movie. Titan A.E. at the time when it came out in the year 2000, 18 years ago at this point, was some of the best animation I had ever seen at the time. I love the movie, I love the music in the movie, and I love Graham Revell's score to the film. So when La La Land Records released the score, I was overjoyed, absolutely, had to have it, emailed my contact at La La Land immediately as soon as I heard the announcement. And it's taken me all this time, 4 years, to get to it, and I'm sorry. I did write up a review of it at the time when I was writing the La La Land Lounge reviews out. That'll be linked in the post, so people want to go back and see that. No, I'm not just reading the review on air. But Titan A.E., I love the movie. I think it's great. I just love the story. What do you do when your planet's destroyed? When the human race becomes the minority? It's an interesting, cool story. And Graham Revell's music is amazing as well. We start off with Prologue. First of all, I should say there are 32 tracks on this. 76 minutes, 55 seconds in length. And wow. Absolutely just love. I wish they would make a sequel. I know they're not going to. But just absolutely. Man, it's a dream come true to finally have this and be able to listen to it. I love this music. What I've noticed lately when I listen to soundtrack scores, folks, is sometimes during the movie, you can't tell. I have a soundtrack ear. I have a soundtrack score ear. And I will latch on to little notes and little bits of the music throughout a movie or a television show or whatever. Titan A.E., you could not do that because of the mainstream soundtrack part of the score. The soundtrack includes songs from Lit, Power Man 5000, Electricity, Fun Lovin' Criminals, The Urge, Texas, Bliss 66, Jamiroquai, Splashdown, The Wailing Souls, and Luscious Jackson. I love Cosmic Castaway by Electricity. I can't say the damn band's name. The End Is Over by Power Man 5000. Over My Head by Lit was alright. I was never really that big of a Lit fan. It's My Turn to Fly by The Urge. I love that track as well. And now I'm not here to talk about this, but I'm just telling you those were the songs in the movie that sometimes during the film you got more of that than the actual score. And then there are other times when you hear the score in immense enormity. The one thing about Titan AE's marketing that I'll say for them, they really took advantage of Creed. And they fooled us all. I know a lot of people are not Creed fans, and that's fine. I liked them back in the day. I can listen to their songs every now and then. But when the trailer for Titan AE debuted, it played Creed's Higher at the time, which was one of the bigger hits from them off the Human Clay album. And I thought, oh, okay, cool. It's going to be in the movie somewhere because it's in the trailer. Creed's song, Higher, is nowhere in Titan AE. So you people who are like, ew, Titan AE, that had that Creed song in it. It doesn't. You can watch the film if you'd like. I love the story of the movie, as I already said. I love the music. Some of my favorite tracks off of here include, I should say, the prologue Dredge Attack, that opening music of Sam Tucker and Kale, his son, you know, the background music as they're getting ready to escape Earth and the Dredge Attack. I love that. Another one that I really love. I love the slower tones in this. I think that's really cool. The Map Evolves is a track that absolutely I can listen to all day long. So I love that one as well. It has nice subtle tones and then it builds and builds a little bit as it goes along. Another track I love is the Launch / Hall of Mirrors. Now, this is at the scene where Kale and Akima are on the colony and they're trying to get the ship to launch so they can go after the Titan through the ice crystals. Hall of Mirrors part of the track is the scene where Kale, Akima, and Corso and the other ship are, they're basically chasing each other through these ice crystals. I love that. I love the way Ravel does the music on that track because he and his team put together something that goes well with ice breaking. I thought that was really cool. The other track that I love off this, now I'm only going to highlight certain ones, folks. I'm not highlighting them all because there are 32, and while I do love the entire soundtrack, I could be here all day, and I'm packing for my wife and I going on our honeymoon. The next one I love is Power Struggle. This is at a point in the film, close to the climax of the movie, where Kale is like, what did Corso say about the Dredge? that they are complete energy. They can't figure out how to get the Titan's reactor to have energy to power up. So they're going to use the dredge. So absolutely love the power struggle music that Revell put together for that. Absolutely great. You really should be listening to this, folks. You should be watching this movie. I know it's been 18 years since the thing came out, and most of you are going to say, oh, but it's old, and it's this, and it's that, and ew, Matt Damon, or ew, Drew Barrymore, ew, Bill Pullman in the voice cast. I don't care. I love this movie. I love the movie. I love the music. It's great. The final one is Creation of New Earth / Bob. It's, again, a slow builder. It's one of those tracks that gives you a sense of, hey, they now have a new Earth. What I love about this movie, besides the music, is, again, as I said earlier, the story. We start in the future, you know, it's in the future. It's a futuristic dystopian kind of thing. And then, okay, so we have BC, we have AD, and now in this movie we have AE, because at one point in the movie it jumps 15 years after Earth. I just think it's such a cool story and a cool movie, and the music is great, so I hope everyone enjoyed. I know I'm kind of talking fast here, but I hope everyone enjoyed listening to the music and listening to me give you my thoughts on it. I love the tones in all of the tracks. The ones I mentioned, like the Creation of New Earth and / Bob, because Kale wants to call the planet Bob. That track just knocks me on my ass at times, because it's a new beginning, it's new hope, it's the human race coming back and rising up to be whole again. I just absolutely love it. Titan AE, score from La La Land Records. I think this is currently out of print. My information on that could be wrong, because it's nowhere listed on the La La Land Records website at the time of this recording. So I could be right or wrong about that. But check it out, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. Please just go listen, go watch it. And I am TFG1 Mike. You've been listening to the La La Land Lounge, where soundtracks live. Next time around, hopefully will be the Die Hard one for Christmas, even though Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. If not, it could be Justice League. I'm not sure what's happening next. I will catch you guys around the La La Land Lounge next time.
That's not helping.